Welcome to the one-year anniversary of the Get Up Power Hour. Woo! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a heart attack at a surprise party, baby. Can't stop, won't stop every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1520 ZWCHE. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, if you accidentally had that moment of stop scrolling on your dial, or if you came here on purpose, let me welcome you to the next hour of awesome. This is the only self-help personal growth radio program in the Philadelphia marketplace today. This is it. The buck stops here. We're not swinging for the fences by accident. We're on purpose. We got to get this right. We got to get ourselves right. Yo, fourth quarter, ninth inning, final lap, 12th round of 2020, baby. And we're just getting hot every week, Thursday to 1 to 2 p.m. You can find this right here on 1520 WCHE. And we got friends live streaming global, 1520 WCHE, and also on markhayford.com. That's Mark with a C, y'all. And I am your host, Get Up Army. Welcome to the hot box, baby. You know it's hot, and that's why we dropped it like it is. I am so excited to be here, and I'm just going to get raw for a second. I'm just going to get real. I'm sitting here, again, like I was back in April and May and June and July, where we were doing this show. As I got a shout out to the Duchess of Danger, the perennial millennial, Bree Ezra, who's working the board at the station in Westchester, Pennsylvania. But I am home. I am on an iPhone. I am live from the Get Up Studios because the ordinance passed in Westchester and there's pandemics and all the other stuff. So we're distant as much as we can be. And this show will not stop. It will not stop. And I am home doing this show, bringing it global to you. And as I'm doing this, I'm going to be honest. Yo, for real, I am sitting here ready to go. I talked to Bree. She says, I'm dropping the news, which it sucks, doesn't it? All the news sucks. There's nothing good. It's all negative. We're gonna shred it to pieces in a few minutes, friend. But I'm sitting here listening to this, and then I hear and the theme music starts to play. And I just got so emotional. I just got so filled with passion. I just got so hyped. Like, you can't even believe. Like, I'm going to start growing hair right now. Right now. As I'm sitting here, this is the one-year anniversary of this radio program. 1 year ago. And I got to thank you so much for supporting me. If you're listening now, if it's your first time, or if you've been here since day one, I just want to say thank you for supporting me, supporting the message, the Get Up message, the Light Up the Darkness message, the message of positivity, which I'm going to get into because, again, capital A-G-A-I-N, again, I'm in a dogfight about what positivity is and isn't, and we are constantly fighting back on negativity. That's a whole segment coming up in a few minutes because I'm about to pick a fight, and when I'm right, I'm hard to beat, and I'm not losing today. So, Get Up Army. Woo! Let's do this, baby. It's the one-year anniversary of this, and I got to start out with some shout-outs. First of all, yo, the lovely ladies live-streaming from Lionville Middle School at the front office. I'd say they're a bunch of cougars, but it's the Lionville Lions, okay? So you know who you are, and I'll see you guys in about 2 hours when it's football practice, okay? Okay. Hey. Ann and Pat in Texas. Hope you guys are doing great, getting your farmer's tan, enjoying this as you live-stream it on markhayford.com. Got to say what's up to the boys on the hill, Matt and Brad, Whitford Hills Auto and Exton, right? They always take care of everything in the Hayford house when it comes to broken down automobiles. Love those guys. Got to give a shout out to Sandra Sange from Mona Lena's Hair Design right in the borough of Westchester. She's a brand new sponsor and advertiser with the station and the show, and she's cutting and chopping and eyebrow arching and whatever coloring and stuff she does there for all the ladies and the people with the benefit of hair. So what's up, Sanj out in Westchester? And yo, in a quiet corner in Connecticut, my friend Kim, Romeo, and Valentine. And no, I'm not joking. I've known these guys for years. And until I actually just wound up saying that out loud, I realized that, you know what? Romeo and Valentine sound like they have like a love tryst going, but they don't. They're just friends. So Romeo, Valentine, Kim. They brought me up to Connecticut a couple years ago to speak at some assemblies and businesses. And, hey, thinking about you guys, thanks for checking out the show. Yo, Ferrari John in Miami, Florida, baby. Born and bred in New Jersey. Jersey! Decided to pack it up and go south for the winter and for the rest of his days. He's flying around the highways and byways of Miami, listening live as we speak, checking out the palm trees and the cool breeze, baby. What's up, JC? Hope your car is doing good, and I hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather out there, and I will expect text messages from you once it starts snowing up here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You know, I love it. I love the Get Up Army. I love the fans. I love the energy. This is so dope, man, and this is a dream come true. A dream come true. So before we talk about how we got here, because how do I have a radio show that's lasted on the radio for a year and it's literally like legit for real just getting off the ground? I'm like the Wright brothers. Like, we crashed 37 times and 38 we're going to go, right? And I'm going to talk about that in a second. Before I do that, if you're out there, you have a cell phone. You know you do. And if you have your cell phone, you know you scroll and you know you're on social media. Come on, baby. Don't lie to me. So look, let's connect. I'm out there on Insta, Facebook, Snap, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, everything you want, right? Wherever you are, I'm out there on social media. Connect with me. And I want you guys to check out my website, markhafer.com. And there's a reason I want you to check out markhafer.com, because out on markhafer.com, not only do we have links to the radio show and past shows and podcasts and interviews and video, pictures and all that stuff, we got links to my three number one books: Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, and Light Up the Darkness, the one that was just released. All three of these books at number one on Amazon in self-help, and Light Up the Darkness also charted in neuro-linguistic programming and went number one in sports psychology. Whoa. I love it. I love it. And I love that you love it, baby. That's markhafer.com. You can also pick up all three of those books on Amazon. Now, look. Getting real for a second here. I DJ. I'm going to get into that in a little bit. My first year of my radio show, it's my 20th year of DJing, okay? And I was doing a party about a month ago, and someone came up to me. You know who you are, and shout out. And big man, hey, listen, it's out there, and we took a step back to take three steps forward. They said, where has the Get Up podcast been? I need that. Grown man. I come up to his chest. Big dude. Literally looked at me and said, I need the daily inspiration. Where is the Get Up podcast? The Get Up podcast is right now housed on Spotify. So if you're out there and you want a daily shot of awesome, you want mindset, you want attitude, you want positivity, you want everything that the Get Up Power Hour brings, you can go listen to the old playback of the Get Up podcast. There's over 300. So you can binge listen. Forget that crappy garbage you're going to binge watch on Netflix, which does nothing for you except mind rot. Go do some personal growth. Go listen to it. And it's hype. That's what we do. You want to kick in the rear. You want to bounce out of bed. You want to catch a dream, smash a goal. You go listen to the Get Up podcast. But here's the deal. They used to be daily, and there haven't been any current ones. Well, Hayford, why is that? Well, friends, in November, we are ramping up the Get Up podcast. Where I'm sitting right now in the Get Up studios, we're doing a makeover. It's all getting redone. We're soundproofing. We upgraded all the equipment. Everything's happening. And we're about to take it to a new level where you can find the Get Up podcast on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, everywhere in the freaking planet where you have all your podcasting. We're going to be out there. And you need to check it out. So the Get Up podcast, brand new editions dropping soon in November. I love it. I love it. And it doesn't stop. No, it doesn't. I'm hoping that next week is the week, because I am dying to unleash to you guys the biggest news yet. And it's a surprise, and it's killing me because I know what it is and I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you this. That the Get Up Power Hour, the very show that you're live streaming, listening to, getting all happy about because you get a shot of awesome right now. This show is about to take it to the next level. Something very, very explosive, big, on a gigantic level is about to go down. And I think it's happening next week. And when it does, trust me, you're going to know about it. And that's all I can say right now. But this show, like I said, is just getting started. So let's talk about this. Wow. 1 year anniversary. This is legit a dream come true for me, guys. Like, it's hard for me. It's kind of like when I'm DJing a wedding and it's the daddy daughter dance for whoever. I have a daughter, so, and I love her very much. So I can't like watch that because like it'll get me emotional. So I'll like, you know, I don't know, play with my fingernail or cue up the next song or whatever happens. Right. And, you know, since I was, and I get that same emotion when I talk about the fact that this, doing a radio broadcast, live stream, live radio program, the whole thing, that's been a dream come true since I was a kid, a little kid, little boy growing up, playing in the gutter of Wallington, New Jersey. Jersey! And I've always wanted to do exactly what I'm doing right here, right now. I love it. It is, wow, it's emotional. And I get emotional thinking about it. So how do we get here, right? How do you just, okay, great, dude, you got this radio show. It's on for an hour. It's the only one in the entire market of the Northeast as far as I'm concerned and know about. But I'll just even dial it back and say the only self-help personal growth radio program in the Philadelphia marketplace. You want one time for your mind, you listen to the Get Up Power Hour. That's what we do. We get it right. We go hard. We mind our mind. So how did it happen? Right. Okay, man. So I was, and I'm not even talking about this yet because we'll get there when we get there. But I was doing some television regarding my latest book, Light Up the Darkness, and what we do here. And they asked a question. I was doing some television. It was up by the New York area, and that'll be released later at the back end of 2020 or the very end of 2021. And they asked me, they said, hey, who is Mark Hayford? Like, why, you know, we got you on the program. You have a lot of things to say. You've put out a lot of content. Why should we care? Who is Mark Hayford? And I thought, huh, that's a great question. Who is? I don't know. No, I didn't say that. But I will tell you this. So this is what this is. I believe, and look, don't even take it from me, guys. Every successful person is going to tell you that if you are going to be successful, it requires daily personal growth. Daily personal growth. Get a mentor. Tap into someone. Tap into something. There are no excuses. Not anymore. You have Wi-Fi, living and dead, mentors, YouTube. Find somebody that rocks your socks. It could be Mel Robbins. It could be Tony Robbins. It could be Mark Hayford. It could be Gary Vee. It could be anybody in the alphabet. Whatever. Plug into somebody that's going to inspire you. That clicks with you. That resonates with you. Daily personal growth and bounce around. Read. Listen to audiobooks. Grow. That's what I've been doing for almost two decades now. And when it becomes a lifestyle, when it becomes something that you do, like you just eat breakfast, you just breathe, you just drive your vehicle. When you just do personal growth, nothing but positive comes from that. It changes your life. And so here's the thing. You know, I've been doing personal growth for between 15 and 20 years, I'd say. And so what led up to this show? Well, I think the catalyst of this was part of some of my own personal growth. And I wrote this little book. It's called Get Up. Maybe you noticed it's also the name of this radio program. And it's also my podcast. It kind of created a niche a little bit. It kind of went number one in 4 hours in Amazon. The personal growth chart, like leaped over Gary Vee's new book, leaped over Jack Canfield, Chicken for the Soul, whatever edition's new book, disrupted the top 10, did it in 4 hours. You guys did that because you were starving for the message and you embraced it. You know, that book is, and I believe wisdom, be careful here because some people take it the wrong way, wisdom goes hand in hand with experience, and a lot of wisdom and experience comes from unpleasant happenings. and unpleasant experiences where you have those scars and you can talk about it and you've healed and you've grown and you know, hey, when I stick my hand on the stove, I burn my hand. Now you have that wisdom and you can share it with the dum-dum that's about to stick their hand on the stove. So when we're talking life experience, I mean, I from years and years of running my own stuff, you know, 20 years of DJing and hosting and emceeing, and from coaching, you know, I'm a head football coach now. As soon as this show's done, I'm peacing out at 2:01, and I'm coming in hot for practice over at the middle school. You know, being a professional, being in the industry of professional wrestling, I made it to the WWE. We're literally wining, dining with giants, traveling with them, being in the locker rooms with them. You know, my own personal relationships with top personal growth people in the industry. I mean, that changes you. I don't have the same eyes now that I did when I was 20 years old, right? Been around a little bit. And I think something that really helped, again, as I turn my head here and I got this whole library sitting behind me that I've read every book that's there, not there to look pretty. One book I read that it's a quick read. I don't want to say that it changed my life because there's lots of ingredients. You can't be like, wow, this cake was baked so amazing because of those eggs, right? No, I don't think the eggs put your cake over the top. But if you didn't put the eggs in the cake, your cake might suck. Right? Right. So some of the eggs for my cake was this book I read that was written, and you ready for this? 1910, as in 110 years ago. Like the world was flat and black and white. Right? Yeah. And I read this book. It was a quick book. It was by Wallace. It is by Wallace D. Wattles, who mysteriously died the year after this book came out, apparently. And this is the predecessor to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's almost like people didn't want this book coming out because of what it shared. But the book is called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, 1910. The Science of Getting Rich. For those of you with the benefit of opening up notes on your phone and reaching for a pen, once again, The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Wattles, 1910. Now, a lot of lessons in this quick one here, but something that Mr. Wattles talks about is something that I abide by. And it's interesting because being a head football coach, it kind of doesn't make sense, but it really does in life. You got to stop playing in the competitive space. Stop being competitive with everybody else. Everybody else is not your competition. Start focusing on yourself and your creative space. Once you learn who you are, and once you lean into that, and once you go hard with that, and once you start using your gifts and blessings and opportunities that you were given, the game changes. So I took all my life experiences from coaching and DJing and wrestling and relationships and reading and personal growth and experiences and pop culture, and I combined them into my first book, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. And like I said, that book goes number one with a bullet on Amazon, the biggest retailer in the galaxy. Not with like five or six of my friends, like on amafreakingzon.com. Oh, and I don't get emotional much. I really don't. That was one of the times in my life where I shed a tear. I looked at my wife. I said, I'm a best-selling author. And she just gave me a hug because I think I freaked her out because, you know. So there's that. And then the responses came in that were humbling, because it wasn't about me. It's what the message of the book did for people's lives, people that quit smoking, drinking, lost weight, quit their job to get a better job, moved to a desired location, started to decide to play all out in their life and not hold back anymore. Oof. So that inspired me from something I was putting together for years and years. And I put out the book 365, 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. Yes, it's a mouthful. Just remember 365. And that's a thought of the day book. And what's so freaking cool about that is that book doesn't matter what the year is. It just has a date. Every year has a December 23rd. Every year has a 4th of July. Every year has a September 5th, right? And that book went number one on Amazon in self-help. My wife said to me, you know, people really need this message on a daily basis. You should start a podcast. She always has the great ideas, and I'm always the one that looks at her like I did that time and said, okay. So she started to get a podcast. Like I said, there's over 300 of them on SoundCloud. Go binge listen. When you do 300 podcasts, you kind of, you know, and I've done radio interviews and TV and live television, all this stuff before. But now you kind of get your vibe down. And now here we go. Now you're ready for radio. And I stepped up to the plate, and this radio show started. October 24th, actually. Last year was the first program. And I sat there with Bree, who's listening right now, sweating because she's waiting when I'm going to take a break. And the manager, D Sizzle for Rizzle, and she sat in the first one just to make sure I was good. And I didn't, I'll be honest, I was like, hey, when do we do the first break? They're like, bro, you're the pilot. Fly whenever you want. I'm like, okay. And here we are. And we did it all year long. Guests, some of the most dope, mind-blowing, creative, explosive, successful guests that I put on. I told people no for this show because I guard who comes on this program. That's how important it is to me. We did it through the pandemic. We're lifting people up. We're changing mindset. And then I released my third book, Light Up the Darkness, this summer. And now we're going to be a bigger podcast. And then the big surprise, which I can announce next week. And what I want you to realize is that every step you take, opportunity is there. You just got to go get it. And opportunity creates opportunity. Motion creates motion. Momentum creates momentum. You can be successful. You can start where you're at. You can start today. You can start now. Because guess what? Next year, it's going to be the two-year anniversary. It's coming. Next year is going to come here either way. So I can decide to not do it or do it. You can decide to do something or not do something. I don't care if it's going to take you all those years to get your doctorate. When those years get here, you either have your doctorate or you don't. Time. It's time to rise up. It's time for us to play out. It's time for me to take a break. I got to take a break. I'm over. But yo, we're just ripping into this. I want to talk about when we come back from this break. Okay, the gloves are coming on. I'm talking about, first of all, positivity. This war on positivity and this war on people being motivated and this war, and I'm on the side of it. That's what the whole program is about. Do I sound like I'm weak-minded? Fight me, bro. We're coming right back here. 1520 WCHE, you're the Get Up Army. I'm Mark Hayford, and this is the Get Up Power Hour. Like a spicy hot brown mustard stain on your new shirt, baby. I'm Mark Hayford, and this is the Get Up Power Hour. Dropping it like it's hot, because you know it is, every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m., swinging with the big fat aluminum bat, baby. We don't show up to play. We show up to win. How about you? Hey, you're right in the middle of an hour of awesome here. We're going to take a quick break. Just kidding. We came back. Just want to give Bree a little bit of a ajana. She's working the boards over at Westchester. I'm doing this live from the Hizzy for Rizzy, the Get Up Studios, right in my house. Now, listen, first of all, yo, you hear that rocking track? It gets me so hyped. That is my son, 19-year-old Kane Hayford. Go follow him out on Instagram. It's KDH Music. K as in Kane, D as in David, H as in Hayford. KDH Music on Instagram. He's got all this stuff. This kid has aspirations of moving to Nashville to further his music career, which we're going to talk about in a little bit here. But first, I'm about to pick a fight. I'm going to do that right now. I'm not here to win friends. I'm here to speak the truth, okay? Now, I have two quick segments left on this show. The show goes so fast, so fast. I need, like, an entire weekend with you people. I don't need an hour. It's just not enough. But, okay, here's the deal. First, I want to talk about Facebook and something that I saw in there. And then next, I'm going to talk about Instagram and something that I saw in there. And the thing I saw on Facebook, I do not like, and the thing I saw on Instagram, I do like. First, we're going to talk about what I do not like from Facebook, okay? And it's an article that's going around. And by the way, some of the people who have shared this article are highly intelligent, influential, well-purposed, and mindful individuals. These are people who are, you know, they do service to their community. They serve in a big way. They're leaders in their community. And I know they listen to this show, but I've seen them share, and this thing's gotten reposted. And I want to bring some perspective to this thing that they've shared, because I believe it has a negative contingency, and it's misguided. So, okay, there's an article that says, don't always focus on the bright side. Don't always focus on the bright side. Okay. Don't always focus on the bright side. Well, as you rip into the article, I was getting angry ripping into the article because I see lots of other good people that are responding going like, yeah, that's a great message and okay, makes sense and blah, blah, blah. Stop. So I want to talk about this really quick, okay? I got a fortune cookie once. The fortune cookie said, discontent is the rebirth of a man or a nation. Okay? So it's okay to have discontent. I mean, listen, I am not rose bushes and glitter and cupcakes and unicorns and high fives and puppies all the time, right? Not. Sometimes I call BS hard, early, often. Say it like it is. Maybe I hurt feelings. I don't like to. But when you got to get down, you got to get down. When that's what it is, that's what it is. Okay? Also, things aren't always great. Things aren't always great. And again, I'm talking about positivity. Look at this year. Let's look at this year, 2020. I don't care what happens. People go, it's 2020. I know there's a pandemic. I know there's COVID-19. I am painfully well aware that there is an election coming up, because every time I go to my mailbox, all I have is political mail. Can you stop? Can you save a tree and stop sending me political mail, please? Please. I already know who I'm voting for. I think everybody knows who they're voting for. Whether you're one side or the other, you're not really having your mind change at this point. Stop. Where are the bills when you need them? Come on. I understand what's happening in 2020. But it's what you make of it. You can say everything sucks or everything's great. It's up to you. Okay? I wrote my third best-selling book in 2020. My podcast is about to blow up to a whole nother level of ridiculousness on 2020. There's a surprise that I'm hopefully going to announce next week in 2020. 2020's been a pretty good year for me. What's your 2020 like? Are you buying into all the negativity? Or are you not buying stock and letting all the outside circumstances dictate what's happening on your inside? Stop outsourcing your happiness. Stop it. Stop being dependent on other outside entities to negotiate what your emotions are. Be in control. Be mentally strong. You are. You don't think you are. I'm telling you, you are. You just haven't been forced to have to prove it to yourself yet. So when I read this article, don't always focus on the bright side. What was making me angry about it, here's a quote from it. Imagine trying to have a meaningful relationship with someone who ignores sadness or anxiety. Okay. Let me see. Another quote. Getting things off your chest, including negative thoughts, is like lifting a weight from your shoulders, even if it's more difficult than pretending everything is fine. Hey, here's where I have a problem with this. Because once again, positivity is taking a hit where it doesn't deserve to. Because positivity doesn't mean pretending everything's fine. That's not being positive. That's just fake. Pretending everything's fine when things aren't fine is being fake. That has nothing to do with positivity. Nothing. There's a big difference in being positive versus being fake. Positive, you got to be a badass to be positive, especially in 2020. You have to be. You can't be soft and be positive in 2020. I am not soft. I am positive. It's a choice. Positive doesn't mean everything's great all the time. High five, chest bump. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Want a cupcake? That's not positive. That's fake. Positive means that you understand exactly what's going on. You realize the sky's falling. You know you got bills. You have things to do. Not everything's perfect all the time. But you know that you're going to find a way. You will find a way. You find a way. You make the difference. You create your success. You stand up. You fight. You get bigger. You get stronger. The great Jim Rohn said, don't wish it was easy. Wish you were better. That is positive. That's what personal growth does. Boom. Done. Mic drop. Forget it. Positive doesn't mean everything's great all the time. This article justifies being negative. This article justifies it's okay to be sad and anxious and depressed and angry and negative and all that. And I know those are real emotions. Of course I do. That's why you have to be strong to be positive. Yes, I am spitting and sweating and screaming, and I don't even care because you need to hear this. And not many people are saying it, so I'm going to say it. I write about this and light up the darkness. You know, no, your emotions are not bad. I agree with something they said. It says emotions are not good or bad, all positive or negative. Instead, think of them as guidance. Emotions help us make sense of things. If you're sad about leaving a job, it probably means that experience was meaningful. If you feel anxious about a presentation, it probably means you care about how you are perceived. Yes, 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 all day long. I agree with that. What I wrote about in Light Up the Darkness was the whole chapter on fear and hacking fear and the difference between your fear and anxiety and your excitement, because it's scientifically proven there's no difference. You just have to understand how to differentiate it. So if you want that, go pick it up. That's chapter 7, Light Up the Darkness. Okay? Okay. But all of this has nothing to do with positivity. So don't always focus on the bright side. I call BS. I think you need to focus on the bright side, because what you're looking for, you're going to find. If your marriage sucks, it sucks. If it's great, it's great. Why don't you focus on the reasons you got married in the first place? If something's not right, doesn't mean be positive about it. It means take a hard look at it and go, well, this is broken. It needs to be fixed. We're going to fix it. That's positive. That's hardcore. That's standing up. That's being a bad mother right there, being able to look it in the face and go, it's not right. We're making it right no matter what. You see what I'm saying? So stop giving yourself permission to play small. That article empowers people into being negative. And all cheering each other on while doing it. Yeah, yeah, it's okay, it's good. And no, it's not okay. Being depressed is not okay. Being sad is not okay. Being angry is not okay. Being anxious is not okay. Being scared is not okay. Being negative is definitely harmful and toxic to you. If you're feeling those emotions, it's important. You don't hide them. You recognize them. And then you get it right. That should be chapter 2 of the article. You get it right. I don't think I've ever been so mad on this show. Welcome to the 1-year anniversary. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Listen, listen, listen. There is way too much going on here. You know, and hand in hand, another one. Well, I got a wild hair on my rear end here, and I'm just swinging and fighting everybody. Let's talk about this, because I keep hearing about this with motivation, too. And I write about this in Light Up the Darkness, too. And Light Up the Darkness, my third number one book, is a blueprint for the framework for success. And that's not me telling you that. That's Amazon and everyone who purchased it in self-help, NLP, and sports psychology telling you that. That is everyone that I wrote about who are already successful people with the mindset and the blueprint that they created for us. That's what that book does. And in that book, I talk about, because people are crapping all over motivation too. They really are. And it's making me angry. You know, motivation's garbage. Motivation, it doesn't last. Motivation goes away. So does Christmas. But I get excited when it's here. Motivation needs to go away so I could go to sleep at night. I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited for the show. I had interrupted sleep. Because I'm so excited and motivated and inspired about this. It needs to turn off. Motivation is important. That's a whole nother level. You know, the people are saying motivation is worthless, or the people are saying it's all about discipline. I was raised by a combat-trained Vietnam vet 10 minutes away from New York City. Welcome to my childhood. I know about discipline. I'm not saying discipline's not. But when you say it's all about discipline and it's not about motivation, that's like saying it's all about the salt and screw the pepper. I like pepper too. Why can't I have both? It's discipline and motivation. Remember we talked about at the top of the hour? We talked about if you make your cake and your cake is great, you're not like, wow, that cake was great because of the eggs. Well, what about the flour and the sugar and whatever else you put in cake, because I don't bake, okay? Okay. Shout out to all you bakers. It's not me. But if your cake sucks, maybe it's because you didn't put in the eggs. You need to be motivated. You need to be positive. And how do you do that? How do you do that, Hayford? How do you stay positive? How do you stay motivated? Were you always like that? No, I grew up in the gutter in Jersey. Jersey! What did I say? It's personal growth. It's leaning into it. It's making it a point. It's not being lazy with it. It's being on purpose. Okay. I can't breathe. I gotta take a break. Ah! This is what we do on the Get Up Power Hour. Man. All right. I'm taking a step back. I just want to apologize for nothing. I don't apologize for anything I just said. Buy into it. Be a winner because you are. Don't play small. Don't buy into that crap and don't take the permission from everybody else that's being a loser around you, everybody else that's playing small. Guess what? When you got to grow, it's uncomfortable. It makes other people uncomfortable. The crabs in a bucket effect. They want to pull you down. They don't want to see you get successful because when you break through and when you get bigger and when you get badder and when you become more successful, it's a glaring spotlight on their inadequacies and they don't like it. It is tough to grow. They don't want you to grow. Grow anyway. I got your back. Hey, I'm in a quick break. When I come back, I just ripped your head off about what I don't like that I saw on Facebook. And now I'm going to tell you about what I love on Instagram and on Facebook. So we're going to be back in 2 minutes. Don't you go anywhere. It's the final segment. And I think this one's going to rock your sock show. You are the Get Up Army. I am Mark Hayford. This is the Get Up Power Hour on 1520 WCHE. We'll be right back. baby, the Get Up Power Hour. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a fighter jet, like a Super Bowl flyover, baby. What's going on? Oh, we're in the final lap in our hour of awesome here every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., man. We drop it like it's hot because you know it is the only, and I mean only, so sad, self-help personal growth radio program in the Philadelphia marketplace. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your mom.com. You guys got to listen every Thursday, 1 to 2, and you can live stream it. You can live stream it, absolutely, 1520 WCHE and MarkHayford.com. All right, and I'm MarkHayford.com. I told you, I got my books out there. Get Up, 365, Light Up the Darkness. What you want? Watches? I got watches. Here we go. Final lap. Now, I want to talk about this. I just went on a rant, and I want to talk about my wife for a second because my wife actually, my wife is great at so many things, and she is an amazing woman. She inspires me every day. She's the backbone of everything that I do. But she doesn't have a good sense of humor when it comes to me. Like, I feel like she thinks some things are funny, but she doesn't think I'm funny. And I wasn't trying to be funny, but I thought it was funny as I just walked out of my office to go to the restroom really quick. What she thought was funny was that the last segment I just said that I apologize for nothing because I don't. I mean every word I say. So I thought that was funny. Now, my wife and I were also in a disagreement. It was not an argument, but she was like, oh, I love this thing that's from your book. I said, what thing? And we started talking about it because people were tagging me on Instagram and on Facebook. And it's not a meme. It's like a picture where it has, you know, one of these positive sayings on it. And it's interesting. And she's like, yeah, I love what you wrote about that. And I'm like, well, I didn't write that. She goes, no, I'm pretty sure that's yours. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure it's not. She's like, no, that's from your book. I'm like, which book? I think I know it's in my book. And she's like, no, you wrote. I'm like, well, find it in the book. So it's not, what I'm about to read you is not Christina Hayford from my book. However, people were tagging me on Instagram and on Facebook, and you've seen it. It's like the last latest 15 minutes of social media, where if you have friends that are into personal growth and self-help, the leaders that are readers out there, shout out to you, Get Up Army. They've probably been sharing it, right? I'm going to read this after I take a sip of water. Here we go. All right. It reads as such. Marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your heart. Obesity is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your heart. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your heart. Communication is hard. Not communicating is hard. Choose your heart. Life will never be easy. It will always be hard. We can choose our heart. Pick wisely. Hashtag choose your heart. I know it's a mouthful, but it's like a picture. And basically, marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Which one you want? Choose your heart. Obesity is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your heart. Being in debt is hard. Being financially disciplined is hard. Choose your heart. Communicating is hard. Not communicating is hard. Choose your heart. You get to pick. You get to pick it. Like, everything's hard. Nothing's easy. What results do you want? Okay? And I love this. Because here's the thing. Think about this. Losers are focusing on pleasing activities. Losers. Winners are focusing on pleasing results. Ouch. Okay, so let me be a little softer, kinder, more PC version of this. Losers are people who are acting like a loser or looking for pleasing activities. No, I don't want to take an extra lap. No, I'm not going to eat the carrot. I'm going to eat the donut. Winners or successful people will look for pleasing results. It sucks. It's hard. But I want to be in better shape. I'm taking the extra lap. I know I'm trying to lose weight. I'm going to eat the carrot and not the donut. You see, there's a difference. Pleasing activities, pleasing results. Okay. And you got to choose. You got to choose. And if you don't choose, then you're already making a choice. And that means you're choosing the easy results, the pleasing activities, not the successful pleasing results, because success is not pretty. It is not easy. It is not easy. This is the one-year anniversary of the Get Up freaking Power Hour. Hooray, high five, bang a gong, let's get it on. It is not easy every single week to come on here and to pull out content that's going to inspire. Maybe there's times where I don't feel like it. Maybe there's times where maybe I'm sick. Maybe I'm busy. Maybe I'm distracted. Maybe the guest canceled on me a half hour before the show. Maybe I'm not sure what to talk about. Maybe. But you fight through it. Maybe I don't like doing a show from an iPhone because there's a pandemic. Maybe it just doesn't feel like a radio show when I'm not actually in the studio looking at the producer who's working the board. But you fight through it. And here we are. You know, I'm going to suggest something here. And I don't know who you are. Well, I might know who you are, but I don't know who is listening at this moment. But I'm going to suggest something. And I'm going to suggest that, you know, and look, you got to love what you're doing. You got to love life. It's hard. And everything's hard. Even the things you love to do is hard. You know, the thing that makes me laugh is you've heard it. Maybe you've said it. You've read it. You know, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Okay. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Uh-huh. Yeah. Big fat lie. If you love what you do, you will work harder. You're going to work your fingers to the freaking bone, baby. But, get up, Army. Hear my voice. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We just lost Eddie Van Halen. One of the most innovative, genius, greatest guitar players of all time. You know what he did? Played music all the time. Built studio in his home all the time. Had to go through lead singers sometimes because of business, professional, and personal issues. Played music all the time. Steve Jobs said this quote. I love it. For all you young heads, he's the guy that actually created the little supercomputer iPhone that you're hearing my voice on right now. Steve Jobs says the only way to do great work is to love what you do. You gotta love what you do. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. Because if not, when it gets hard, you might quit. You might do it just to do it. You might do it because you have to do it. See, you got to fight through. I think what I'm trying to say here is, in order to do what you love to do, you have to do what you don't like to do. You need the discipline. You got to fight through the garbage. I told you, I've been DJing for 20 years. Now that's like, yeah, cool, wow, okay, awesome. No. Let me put that in perspective for you. 20 years. Okay, it was before September 11th, 2001, that horrible tragedy. I was DJing before that. George Bush Jr. was president in his first term. Okay, Bill Clinton just got out of office. The 1990s just ended. I had hair. I literally was playing the hottest Britney Spears Limp Bizkit Kid Rock Everlast songs. That's what was on the radio. Puff Daddy all the time. That's when I started DJing, okay? We didn't even know who Katy Perry, Pink, Nicki Minaj. We didn't know who these people were yet. Post Malone was probably crapping his pants in a diaper somewhere. Billie Eilish was not born yet. That's when I started DJing, okay? That's how long. I like to think I'm pretty good at it because I love it. Wherever I go, it's a party. I just did a wedding this weekend. It was so fun, so fun. These guys were into ska music, and ska's like rock and punk with horns. And it's aggressive and it's fun. Think Gwen Stefani, No Doubt. Think Mighty Mighty Boss Tone, stuff like that. Maybe Sublime bleeds into that a little bit, and it's fun. And I put up a video on Snapchat, and my daughter, who's 17, goes, Dad, why are they dancing like that? And I said, well, it's ska. How you doing? I realized she doesn't even know what it is. That's how long I've been DJing. That's what these guys liked. And we did all kinds of stuff. What I don't like is I don't like convincing someone that I'm actually better than the guy who decided not to do lawn care anymore and then slapped a sticker on his minivan that now says DJ. And he's $50 cheaper. I don't like doing that. I don't like not eating for 12 hours at a time because I do not eat at the events. I'm in it to win it. I'm there to win. I can eat when I leave. I don't like carrying 50-pound speakers twice up or down stairs. I don't like eating dinner after midnight. I don't like, I don't like, I don't like. I love lighting up that dance floor, being a part of the celebration, being the, wherever I go, it's a party, and seeing some of the greatest absolute moments in people's lives. I love that. I love it. My son Kane can play every instrument. He does the theme music, which you're about to hear in 2 minutes as we leave the show. He plays the theme music. That kid plays drums, rhythm guitar, bass guitar, lead guitar, keys. He plays everything. Writes vocals, produces, writes his own stuff. I mean, the kid's a musical genius. That's what he was born with. He wants to move to Nashville about a year or so, progress with his music career. Several bands. He plays rock and ska and reggae and his own creation. Came home. He has like 15 jobs. He came home from a job last night. He looks like he's going to be freaking bags under his eyes. I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing? You look like crap. He's like, yeah. You know what he did? Came home, ate really fast, slammed some food down his throat, took a shower, took a nap for an hour, got up, and drove an hour each way to his piano instructor. He knows how to play piano, but he still has a mentor. Because he's working hard at it. Because he loves what he does. You got to love what you do. It's not easy. It's hard. Guys, if you're living a life that's hard and full of discontent, I want you to do something you love. I want to end this show on you loving yourself. I want to end this show on you choosing the things that are going to give you pleasing results, not the pleasing activities. We've been doing that too long. Let's start choosing pleasing results. Let's start doing what we love. Let's start loving what we do. Let's start leaning into the positive. Let's take a little time every day to do the self-help, to do the personal growth. If you watched the video or read and made that a habit and did it for 3 weeks, you'll just continue to do it on autopilot. And guess what's going to happen? If you do it for 15 minutes every day, guess what you have? 23 hours and 45 minutes still left in your day, and you're getting better for it. I got to get out of here. I wish I had so much more time with you. I want you to stay here on this dial because we have a legend coming up next, Bill Warndell, who always knocks it out of the park with the sports chatter of Chester County. But, guys, hey, I love you. I thank you, and I appreciate you every single week for lighting up my darkness right here as the Get Up Power Hour goes on. And, guys, we are just getting started. I will see you next week, the one-year anniversary and one episode where we hopefully can unveil the biggest announcement we have ever done on this show. Yo, go light up somebody's darkness today because you're special enough. We need you. This is 1520 WCHE. I'm Mark Hayford, and you just heard the Get Up Power Hour.